An historic landmark in the center of downtown Sitka was the subject of fierce debate at the Assembly 2 weeks ago over the separation of church and state. While the Assembly ultimately decided not to donate to renovation work at St. Michael's Orthodox Cathedral, a local citizen put forward the cash, and many more have followed. KCAW's Emily Kwong reports.
St. Michael's Cathedral is smack dab in the middle of downtown, built in the 19th century when Alaska was under the control of Russia. It's undergoing massive renovation work, and shortly after the Assembly narrowly rejected a proposal to donate $5,000 from the Visitors Enhancement Fund, an anonymous donor wrote a check for that same amount. The Sitka Sentinel reported the donor left a written statement in which he said, "We Sitkans see this every time we are downtown. I would be happy to make that contribution. How about you?" Turns out, many Sitkans agreed. Anna Dittmar is leading the construction project.
As the Assembly continued to discuss it, it was really the best thing that ever happened in our fundraising, because we continued to get donations from private individuals here in Sitka.
Since the Assembly took up the issue, citizens have made $50,000 in private donations to St. Michael's, and a local citizen has pledged $40,000 this spring. If that sounds like a big figure, keep in mind the bills for restoration work are big, too. The exterior paint job on the bottom half of the building costs $135,000 alone, and possibly more if additional work is needed. Dittmar says they've contracted with Pete Hagen of KD Painting for the intensive work, which will continue in the spring when the weather improves and the cruise ships are in town.
And that's helpful with fundraising, too. In fact, the first check that we got from a cruise ship visitor that was of any substance last summer was a young man who came in. We never saw him before. We never saw him after that. He just wrote out a check for $1,000.
When asked what compels people to dip into their pockets upon entering St. Michael's, Dittmar simply says, "You can feel the history when you step inside."
Some of the cruise ship visitors cry. They come into the building and they're so taken that they just sit down and tears come to their eyes. There are a lot of people who are very moved. I mean, there are other people who can't get out fast enough. I'm not trying to say that everybody that step in and you'll start crying, you know. But there are a lot of people that have an emotional experience.
St. Michael's Cathedral is a national historic landmark and one of Alaska's most endangered properties. The original structure burned to the ground in 1966 and was reconstructed shortly after. Moving forward, the cathedral is also in dire need of a new roof. Eventually, the rotted front steps will need to be replaced and inspection work done on the spire. As far as the dome, Dittmar says the leaking has diminished. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.